Hello and welcome to the special ISIS European Chemical Update. I'm Ashani Chavda, editor of the Global Cyclohexane Report, and with me today is Kieran Tyler, editor of the European Nylon and Caprolactam Reports. He's going to tell us about the movements in the nylon chain. So Kieran, how have things been looking downstream?
So downstream for December, it's been particularly tough for both markets because, as you're very much aware, Ashani, cyclohexane rose by €145 per tonne, and players in the nylon chain downstream, they have struggled to push those increases for their customers. There's been quite substantial resistance, and one reason for this is because December is traditionally a quieter month as certain players start to destock their volumes, and demand tends to ease off a little bit, although we haven't seen that this year. And there's been some resistance to the full cost pass-through because of that. But caprolactam sellers are insisting that €145 must be the pass-through, because 2 months prior to that, or in the two previous months rather, when cyclohexane had risen, caprolactam remained virtually flat, and so did nylon. So the sellers of caprolactam had to absorb some of the loss in margin there. So the negotiations have been very tough from the players I've spoken to in the market. Demand, however, has been quite strong, which is quite interesting, which has obviously played into the favour of those selling the caprolactam to the nylon producers, because it's been healthier than almost everyone I've spoken to has expected. And one reason for this is because in the automotive sector, the engineering plastics market has been particularly strong, more so than the fibre and textile markets. And this increased amount of demand, combined with the fact that there was a production issue at the start of the month in the Netherlands at Geleen, Fibrant's caprolactam plant, had to be restarted as a water desalinization unit lost power and caused some disruption for Fibrant there, caprolactam production process. So there was, I believe, at least a few days of production lost, and that has meant the market is much more balanced to tight at the moment in caprolactam, and that's also being felt slightly in the downstream nylon sector too.
And what's the outlook for January?
So the outlook for January is quite bullish, actually. Demand in December has been very good, unexpectedly strong, as I've just said, and most players also anticipate that will continue into January, as it typically does. Having said that, the situation in Asia and what will happen with prices there, they've been softening recently. This has a potential to influence the European market. Many players expect prices can in fact increase, and increase above European levels for caprolactam, potentially, as we saw last year. If that happens, there's a potential for volumes being exported, flaked capro being exported to players in China, in particular, to make up for the loss of capro supply there due to the anti-pollution measures and the strong demand that they've been experiencing. However, we're not at that point yet, and some players thought that we would be at that point currently, so that hasn't happened. But it's still one factor which everyone's keeping their eye on, we shall say. And upstream costs, so what will happen to benzene and in turn cyclohexane, will naturally influence and put some pricing pressure on the market if it goes up or down. Most players think it'll be steady to small increases or decreases, so that most players think it won't change too much either way for January. But generally, there's a positive outlook going into the first quarter of 2018 for the markets.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Kieran. For more information, please visit the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Ashani Chavda.